Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Come with me to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11. We are reading from verse 1. Are we there? The Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Amen. Put your hands together for the word of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. I ask that you anoint me, and I ask that you grant me grace to speak your word in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Now, we started our series on what a Christian should hope for. Amen. Are you a Christian?
Amen.
Are you born again?
Amen.
Are you a child of God?
Amen.
As a child of God, what should you hope for? What should you hope for? Because the Bible says, now faith is the evidence of things hoped for. In other words, for your faith to be strong, there must be something you are hoping for. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Now, as a child of God, as a believer, I don't want you to be like every other person in this life. There are people in this life that the only thing they are hoping for is success. Sometimes they don't even care how that success comes. Sometimes they can rob people. Sometimes they can kill people just so that they can have what they feel is success. Many people just hope to have a beautiful car, a mansion. Right? We all want to have nice things, true or not true. Nobody wants to be poor. Nobody wants to be sick. Nobody wants to be the lowest of the low in this life. But as a child of God, our life is not what we have or what we don't have does not determine our life or does not say who you are. Are you listening to me? If you are not educated, it doesn't mean that you are the lowest of the low. Do you know that Jesus was uneducated? Which school did Jesus go to? Hello? Which university did he go to? Do you know? Is it in your Bible? Jesus used to do umsebenzi wezandla. He was a carpenter. He wasn't educated. But even though he wasn't educated, look at the impact he has had in this life. Your amens are not blessing me.
Amen.
You see, many people, they only care about having things. Having things is not life. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Now, Jesus said, this is life. When Jesus explains life, he says, that they may know you. So, life according to God is that you may know him. Life according to God is having a relationship with God. This is John chapter 17 from 1 to 3. So, if you are here and you don't have a relationship with God, you are not living. You can have 5 houses, but you don't have a relationship with God, you are not living. You haven't started living. So, if you only think like the people of this world, then there's something missing from your Christianity. Because the people of this world, they wake up just to have, just to have, just to have. They wake up, go back to sleep over and over. They just want to have. And when they see not having, they can start stealing. They can start killing. They can start being corrupt. I mean, they can do all sorts of things because life to them is to have. Some of them will even go, I think I told you a story someday. A certain man was very poor, very, very poor. And one day he woke up and said, I'm tired of being poor. Nkatele manje. And he went to a certain man and he said, mina nkatele, how can I be rich? Then the man said, I can make you rich. But after you have become rich, you'll have 7 years to live. After the 7 years, you die. Now the man was so tired of being poor, he said, it's fine. Within days after leaving that house, he suddenly became rich. Very, very wealthy. But as time went on, when it came the time to say, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, he would become very, very sad. Because he knew that 7 minus 1, 6 minus 1. Every time it was happy birthday to you, the man became very sad. See, people can become so desperate for wealth and for the things of this life that, you know, they can make horrible decisions. And listen to me. Life is not about what you have. Life is not about what you have. Life is not about what you have. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, my neighbor. Life is not about what you have. Yeah. One day, there was a certain family next to where we live. And, oh, they have a beautiful home. Beautiful. When I passed there, I mean, nice home. So I heard that the owner of the house is a professor teaching in one of the universities. And the mother was a teacher teaching in one of the schools. And you should see the cars that go in and out of that house. So one day I started a home cell in the area where I live. And one of the boys, the children in that house, came to my home cell. Do you know what's a home cell? You just invite someone to our home and then we have Bible fellowship together. So, when we were having the home cell, some days and weeks and months after, you know, as a child of God, I would ask them, are you okay? Is everything fine? Everything going well at home? Only to find out that in that nice, beautiful home, there was no peace. Hello?
Amen.
Apparently, the professor knew how to clap. There was karate and kung fu and everything in the house. This guy will beat his wife. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So heaven doesn't mean that you'll enjoy life. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
So as a believer, we have to hope for bigger things than that. Like I explained, we have to hope for salvation. We have to hope for the resurrection and so on and so forth. And last week I explained that the greatest thing that we can hope for is to be like Jesus. Do you remember?
Amen.
And I explained to you, the Bible says now faith is the substance. And that word substance means the ultimate reality. The ultimate reality. So in this life, there is two realities. Do you remember? There's the reality that you face, and then there's the reality that God wants you to have. Amen.
Amen.
If we take sickness, for example, there's a reality that you are sick. There's a reality that you have pain. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
I don't feel like you are here. Are you in church?
Amen.
Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen.
All right. So you can be feeling sick. Sometimes the reality is depression. Sometimes the reality is poverty. Sometimes the reality is, different things that we experience in this life. But the Bible says that now faith is the reality that we hope for. So being sick, God has another reality for you. And what is God's reality? By his stripes, I am healed. Now, in God's eyes, if you are here in this reality, the natural reality, the reality that I'm sick, in God's eyes, you have faith when you are able to see that, hey, there's a reality that God, another reality that God has for me, that I may be feeling sick, but I can be healed. I may be poor today, but the Bible says that Jesus became poor so that I can be rich.
Amen.
It's another reality. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
I call it the reality of God. There's the natural reality And there's what I call God's reality. Hallelujah. So as a child of God, what makes you special is the ability to be able to see the other reality. The ability to be able to see that even though things are not working out in my life, but if I set my eyes on Jesus, He can change my situation. If I set my eyes on Jesus, I can be healed. If I set my life on Jesus, my future is bright. God wants you to be able to see that reality. Are you listening to me, somebody? Ladies and gentlemen, our God can do anything. Our God can do anything. Have you ever seen someone walking on water ever in your life before? Walking on water. Not that he was dead, he was a spirit. No. He just decided today it's a stroll nyana. And he walked on water. Our God can do anything. The Bible says that the worlds were created by the word of God. So God just said, "Ha, let there be light." And all of a sudden, something called the sun just appeared. The Bible didn't say he went to school and said, "How do I?" He said, "Let there be." Amen. Hey! Amen. Now your little life, if God can create the sun, the moon, and the stars. One of the things that amazes me in the Bible says that God told the waters in the ocean, "You stop here. You don't pass this point." I watch and I say, "Man, what is stopping? What is stopping all these waters from coming?" The Bible says God told the waters, "This, you stop here, okay?" And they stop. Ever since he said it till today, they still stop. Put your hands together for our God. He's too big. Now, a God that can tell the waters to stop. What is your life? What is sickness? What is disease? What is problem? All we need to see is that there is another reality. God has a better life for us. God has better things for us. We don't have to stay in this place. We can start by faith moving to the place that God wants us to be. Amen. Am I preaching to somebody? Amen. Am I preaching to somebody? Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. I don't know about you, but I want to see God's reality. Sometimes when people look at me, they don't see any glory. But I know that when my God looks at me, yesterday I told you that when Rebecca was pregnant, God said to her, "Two nations are in your womb." Two nations. God didn't say two boys. He said nations. He said, "Sister, you are carrying nations." Oh, I believe that if only we could see ourselves the way God sees us, you will never worry. You will never cry yourself to sleep. Amen. Are you listening to me, somebody? Amen. So we need to live by faith. Read Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 quickly. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Are we there? The Bible says, without faith, it is what? It is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. In other words, God is only happy with you when you start activating your faith. When you start living by faith. Amen. If there's no faith in your life, you cannot please Him. cannot be happy with you. You know, the way I live my life, one day my friends called me and said, let's go and play, what do you call this thing? Bowling. Do you know bowling? So you throw a ball and you hit some things there. And I've never played bowling before in my life. So they said, so I went with them. When we got there, they started playing. And I was, I'm about to play bowling. And in my heart, I say, God, today we are going to beat them. I was playing bowling by faith. I said, Lord, make me hit it. Do you know that I beat them? The guy who never played bowling before in his life. One day I was lying in my bed. I was a young man. And as I was lying there, I heard a voice. Someone said he had a voice. And the voice said to me, do you want to be married by next year this time? Do you want to be married by next year this time? When I heard the voice, I said, lunch bar, obvious. Who wouldn't want to be married next year by this time? I tell you, it was around August. For some reason, God does many things for me in August. August is my birthday month. Every August, ever since I got born again, God does something for me. So I said to God, yes, of course. Within a few days or weeks, my grandmother was sleeping in her bed. And she fell into a vision. She said she saw herself with my uncles. And she saw my uncles going to Limpopo. Hey, listen to me. Sister, where are you from?
Limpopo.
Ha! They didn't hear you. Say it again.
Limpopo.
So she saw my uncles going to Limpopo. And she saw us going into a home in Limpopo. This is my grandmother. And she said she saw Lobola negotiations. This is after I heard the voice, do you want to marry by next year this time? She saw Lobola negotiations. And she saw that negotiations went well. Then afterwards, she saw a woman that is a short woman. Please stand up so that they can see. She saw a short woman. And she said, I couldn't see her face, but one thing I know, she was light-skinned. Hey! Is this a dark-skinned or what? Hallelujah!
Amen.
And my grandmother said to me, my son, you are going to marry the mother of nations. Thank you, Mambo. Put your hands together. Let's cover jealous. I heard that there are people who are angry when I'm always referring to my wife. It's because you are not married. Marry so that you can also tell us about your wife. Okay? Allow me to talk about my wife.
Amen.
Amen. So my grandmother said to me, my son, in all my life, I've never had an experience like that before. She said, I literally saw myself. She said, I saw your wedding. She said, I saw you wearing a suit. I saw you getting married. And I remember the voice that said, do you want to marry next year by this time? Now, when this thing was happening, I think I was still even in school. I was in university. I had no money. When I finally met her and we agreed that we like each other, I said, sister, let's set a date. I had no money. I said, let's set a date. And by faith, because God has shown me a reality where I'm getting married. And everything went smoothly. Lobola negotiations, they even came back with change. They came back with change. Because, you know, when you do Lobola negotiations, you have to give them money to knock and money before they start talking. When my family got there, they just said, come in. There was no knocking, and they came and sat down. Then I had done intelligence, you know, spying. I said, sister, how much do you think your father is going to ask for? She said, I don't know. I said, go find out. And I said to her, If your father is now saying something amazing, just cry and say, "Oh, daddy, please, please, not too much, not too, don't kill him, please." So she got me the intelligence and I organized the money in the background. When they came back from negotiations, because normally I told them, this is the amount. So if they ask for a bigger amount, keep negotiating till you get to this amount. Don't come back with a bigger amount than this one. Apparently, when they got there, when the amount came, they mentioned it exactly on the dot. My family said, "Oh, okay, powerful." And they gave, and they came back and gave me change. I said, "Hey!" When we got married, many people, when they marry, when they finish the wedding, they have decolod. Do you know, after my wedding, people were owing me money? I listen to what I'm saying. People were owing me money. I don't have one debt from my wedding. Not one. By faith. Everything by faith. I just looked to Jesus. Sometimes it was scary. Sometimes, like, it's like, you know, you don't have enough money, but by faith we keep pressing on. By faith we keep moving forward. Until we walked into that reality that God showed us of me marrying this wonderful lady. But many people cannot see the other reality. Many people, they only see what they can do. Your own abilities will never allow you to experience what God has for you. And what God has for you is way bigger than what you can do by yourself. Extremely bigger than what you can do by yourself. Yesterday we gave you a wonderful testimony of what God did for our family. Can I tell you that in 2 weeks, God almost doubled my wife's salary. In 2 weeks. Almost double. And the companies were fighting for her. Fighting for her. And it happened on the 13th of August, 2021. My birthday. August is a special month. It's a special month. By faith. By faith. Whenever you don't activate your faith, you will never see the hand of God. The hand of God will start manifesting in your life when you start walking by faith. Faith is important. Are you listening to me? Very, very important. When Abraham was around 90 years old, he had no children. In fact, he was about 99 and his wife was 90. Have you ever seen a woman giving birth at the age of 90? So God said to Abraham, next year by this time, you'll be holding a baby. When Abraham's wife heard, she laughed. Me, at my old age, holding a baby. And this is a family that could never conceive. They were in their 90s, they didn't have one child. And God said, next year, by this time, you'll have a child. And God will speak wonderful things to Abraham. God took him and said, look at the sand. He said, start counting the grains of sand. He said, oh God, I can't count. And God said to him, just like you can't count the grains of sand, you will not be able to count your children. That time, aganangani, nishaywan. And God said, look at the stars. He looks at the stars. And God says, can you count the stars? He said, no, I can't. He said, just like you can't count the stars, you will not be able to count the children because there will be many. So Abraham's name was Abram. So God changed his name to Abraham. The name Abraham means the father of nations. That time, aganangane, he's 99 years old. But God is saying, you will have so many children. You see, when you walk with God, when you spend time reading the Bible, when you spend time listening to the word of God, he starts opening your eyes to the other reality. He starts showing you who you are born to be. He starts showing you what you can have. He starts showing you the power that is in your life. So for you to be able to activate that faith, to walk in that faith, to experience the hand of God. When God called Moses, God told him, Moses, I'm calling you. My children Israel have been crying. The children of Israel were slaves in Egypt. Are you still here? They were slaves in Egypt. And they were crying to God because they were being treated very badly. And so God called Moses and said, I'm calling you to bring my children out of Egypt. Moses said, Wamodimo, are you sure you want to call me? Because see, Moses was seeing himself, he was seeing his failures in life. He was seeing that I can't do anything. Moses said that, Lord, I can't even speak. I'm a stutterer. When Moses wanted to say hallelujah, he would say, ha, 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 hallelujah. That's how he used to speak. And he said, no, maybe call somebody else. Why would you want to call somebody like me? But you see, God doesn't see you the way you see yourself. Amen. God doesn't see you the way people see you. Amen. And God said to Moses, do you see that stick? He said, yes. He said, pick it up. He picked it up. When he picked it up, the thing turned to a snake. Ah! He was afraid. And God said, pick up the snake again. When he picked it up, it turned to a stick. God was just giving him confidence. I'm with you, brother. Then he said, now go to Egypt. Now Moses is one of the greatest prophets that ever lived. When Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, the Bible says two men came to see him. The one was Elijah, the one was Moses. The guy who was afraid, now he's the one coming to meet Jesus to talk about Jesus' mission. Moses would go to Pharaoh, the greatest nation in the day, and would say to him, my God says, let my people go. Pharaoh will say, nyan, nyan, nyan. Let them go what? They are not going anywhere. Then Moses would pray to God, and suddenly darkness all over Egypt. Moses would pray to God, suddenly frogs all over Egypt. The Egyptians started being afraid of Moses. One man. Then one day God was leading them out of Egypt. And the Bible says, on the right hand, there were mountains. On the left hand, mountains. Behind them, soldiers on horses and chariots with weapons. And they were coming to kill these people. And Moses started crying. And God said, why are you crying? He said, what do you have in your hand? He said, point to the sea. I tell you, he pointed to the sea and he saw the oceans opening like that. Ha! Where in your mind would you ever think to point at an ocean and it opens? Huh? Have you ever thought of something like that before? The Bible says a great wind came and blew on the oceans, and the ocean opened like this. And the waters stayed, and the waters became a wall. And the Bible says, the children of Israel walked on dry ground in the middle of the ocean. When they had all passed, the Bible says God hardened the hearts of the Egyptians, and they also ran into the ocean. And God said, point to the ocean again. And the waters and killed all the soldiers. May God deal with all your enemies today in the name of Jesus. May God deal with all your enemies today in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the children of Israel saw the bodies of the soldiers of Egypt. One man who had faith in God. One man who had faith in God. Faith. If you can only believe, God will do great things. You can marry. You can have a house. You can have a car. You can have children. You can have a family. You can prosper. You can have an education. All these things are possible if you believe in God. You can do it. It is possible. Mary said, how can these things be? Seeing that I know not a man. Do you know what the angel said? The angel said, nothing shall be impossible with God. Nothing. Hey, I've got a message for somebody today. Maybe you're sitting in that chair, you're listening to me. You say, Pastor, but I am old now. Hey, nothing shall be impossible with your God. Maybe you're saying, oh, Pastor, but now I don't have money to go to school. Hey, nothing shall be impossible with your God. He can change your story. He can turn your life around. Just look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Just keep following him. Just keep trusting him. He will turn your life around. He will turn your life around. He will turn your life around. He will turn your life around in the name of Jesus. Oh, put your hands together for him very well. Hallelujah. Is your faith rising? I want you to be people of faith. As a Christian, you mustn't be sad. As a Christian, you mustn't be depressed. Do you know why you are depressed? Come here, the three of you. Brothers, the three of you, come quickly this side. You guys stand here, and three of you stand here. Quickly, quickly, quickly. I'm finishing. Hallelujah. Let me show you why you are always depressed and discouraged. Now, these brothers here, whenever I'm with them, they always say, hey, life is difficult. Hey, me, I will never make it in life. Hey, it's too difficult. We will not finish school. Whenever you're around this group of people, these are the things they are saying. When you meet these brothers, they are saying, God is good. I can see my life. I can see there is light at the end of the tunnel. They can see that even though things are tough, but God will see us through. Amen. Where will you have more faith? When you are here or when you are here? When you are here. So most of us, we spend time with doubters, unbelievers, people who can only see that it is not possible. Most of us, we do not spend time with people who are saying, it is possible. God is good. The word of God says. For as long as you are always here, you will never step out into the reality that God has for you. So you must start changing your environment. Make sure that you hang around with godly people. People who will encourage you in Christ. People who will encourage you in the faith. It's very, very important. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Yeah. I don't have a friend who is not married. I don't. What are they going to tell me? They're going to say, man, let's go. And I'll say, okay, my wife, let's go. Then they say, no, man, only us guys, man. Only us guys. I don't want a friend like that. I want a friend who when he says, let's go with our wives. I said, now you are talking. Now you are talking my language. I knew you won't say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So your environment affects your faith. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Your environment affects your faith. Make sure you are around people who strengthen your faith. Pastor, but I don't know anyone. All right, today you can just put me on your phone. Am I not preaching powerfully? Don't you have faith as I'm talking? Just put me on your phone and just as you are cleaning dishes, just listen to me saying you will make it. Just listen to me saying you are great. Just listen to me saying that God loves you. Your faith will be strong. You can create your own faith environment. Are you listening to me? Why are your amens so low? Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank you, brothers. Hallelujah. Isn't God a good God? Right. So I want you to walk in faith. I want you to believe God. God will do great things in your life. I don't care how much of a deep hole you have put yourself in. God can reach out and pull you out. God can change your life. Hallelujah. Joseph was in prison. God took him from prison to being the president of Egypt. It's only God who can do such things. Only God can do such things. Just believe. Just trust him. Hallelujah. Let's all rise to our feet. Put your hands together for the Lord. I have made a decision to live by faith. Because I don't want to be normal. I don't. If I have a car, what have I done that other people cannot do? If I have a house, what have I done that other people cannot do? I want my life to matter. I want my life to be a shining star. One of the things that bless me is when I see people's lives changing for the good. If nobody likes me, at least that person whose life has been transformed by the word of God through my life, then my life has more meaning than any people. Have you noticed in life that the rich people don't just come to you and say, "Oh, my brother, I see you are struggling. Let me give you 10,000 rand. Have you seen that before? They keep their money to themselves. Rather, when they become rich, they say, "Hey, mafias, hey, let me go live in Silver Lakes. Hey, look at you, somebody. Well, why don't you look back and say, now I have made it. Let me see who I can help. Let me see who I can pull up so that we can all succeed in life." None of them do those things. So we must hold on to God, and God will take us to heights that we never imagined that we can go. Amen. Hallelujah. For 1 minute, I just want you to pray for yourself. There was one guy, his child was sick. And Jesus said, "Do you believe that I can heal your child?" And the man said, "Yes, Lord, I believe." Then he saw that, "I believe, but I don't believe." Then he said, "Lord, help my unbelief." Are you listening to me? I just want you to ask God and say, "Lord, please help me. Help my unbelief. Where I am doubting you, strengthen me. Where I'm struggling in my faith, strengthen me so that I can walk in the reality that you want me to walk in." Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Pray to him. He's here. Oh, Jesus. Strengthen our faith. Help our unbelief. Make us people of faith like your son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Make us people of faith like all those we see in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Make us soldiers in your house. Lord, let our lives become shining stars. Oh, strengthen our faith. Wherever we are weak in our faith, strengthen us. Wherever we are staggering in our faith, strengthen us. Strengthen us, Jehovah. Strengthen us, oh Lord. Let us walk in faith. Because you told us in your word, without faith we cannot please you. Without faith we cannot please you. Without faith we cannot please you. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us. Help us. Oh Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the church will say aloud, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.